Hawk and Tar Heel
CBS
Station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The president of France calls it barbaric. More information is coming in now from Paris on a deadly terrorist attack a short time ago. CBS's Vicky Barker is live with the latest from the foreign desk.
French President François Hollande confirming that gunmen have killed 11 people and wounded 10 in an attack on the French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo. CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris says this seems to have been a well-planned attack.
What one eyewitness said was particularly scary was that they knew the first names of several people there. They were asking for people as they were shooting.
The gunmen are reported to have escaped in a car. No word yet on motive, but Charlie Hebdo is a deliberately provocative journal that in the past has published controversial cartoons satirizing Islam. Frank?
Indonesian officials say divers have spotted critical wreckage from AirAsia Flight 8501.
We have found the tail of the plane, which was our main target today.
The tail is where the plane's flight data and cockpit voice recorders are located. Aviation expert Desmond Ross says that information could tell investigators how the plane went down, taking the lives of all 162 on board.
They don't have to raise the tail to the surface. They just need to go down, know where to look, and pull out the recorders, bring those up, and the investigation can commence.
It's not just cold across the northern plains, the Midwest, and much of the East. It's dangerously cold. Temperatures are well below zero from the Dakotas to Wisconsin and in the single digits elsewhere. The wind makes it feel a lot worse. Summit, Illinois is one of the cities and towns that decided to close school.
When students wait at the bus stop or walk to school, we felt was becoming too dangerous at those temperatures.
Cold weather is good for business at the Home Depot in Yonkers, New York.
All the saws selling out and then all our heaters selling out has been very, very busy.
It's minus 19 in International Falls, Minnesota with a wind chill of 42 below. Southern California enjoyed record highs yesterday with temperatures in the 80s. A powerful winter storm is barreling through the Middle East. Schools have been closed in Jerusalem, where the forecast calls for as much as 10 inches of snow. Snow falling in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley poses a new threat to hundreds of thousands of Syrian war refugees living in tents. A whole lot of shaking has been going on in the Dallas area since November. The latest swarm of earthquakes included at least one that was a magnitude 3.5.
My bulletin board, my computer, my desk started shaking, and then I saw the blinds on the windows shaking.
President Obama travels to a Ford plant in Detroit today for the first in a series of speeches highlighting themes he'll mention in his State of the Union address later this month. In White Springs, Florida, near Gainesville, a 15-year-old and her 11-year-old sister have been charged in the fatal shooting of a 16-year-old stepbrother. A 3-year-old child wasn't harmed. S&P futures are pointing to a rebound from 2 days of sharp sell-offs on Wall Street. They're up 12 points ahead of the opening. Once again, masked gunmen invaded the offices of a French newspaper today, killing at least 11 people. This is CBS News.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
This is Charles Osgood. What's the most important thing to consider when looking for the right insurance? Customer satisfaction. Auto Owners Insurance uses only local, independent agents to handle all your questions and needs. We serve policyholders, not shareholders. Our award-winning service is why Auto Owners is known as the no-problem people. Auto Owners, a policy of satisfaction. For the independent agent in your neighborhood, go to AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com.
The largest study ever done on complications from test tube fertility treatments is out, and CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us it found that complications are extremely rare.
Fewer than 10 occurrences for every 10,000 cycles or pregnancy attempts, according to a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. 58 deaths were discovered over 12 years, but Emory University Dr. Jennifer Kawa says the exact causes may be unrelated, and women generally have little to fear.
It's reassuring that our counseling has been accurate in telling them that their risks are likely very low.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The University of Virginia is allowing fraternities and sororities that agree to new safeguards to reinstate social activities. The school put social life on hold after a report in Rolling Stone magazine about an alleged gang rape. Not long after the report came out, the magazine was forced to apologize for what it called discrepancies in its story. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you wanted. Don't want to use your credit? Don't. Don't have credit? Don't worry. Want to set up a payment plan around your paydates so you're never short on cash? It's up to you. Imagine payments that fit your budget, your schedule, your life. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Flexible payment plan scheduled around your needs. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, temperatures have transitioned from rather mild earlier this week to well below normal, and it's going to get colder. Record low temperatures over the next week could have dire consequences for pets and livestock in North Carolina. In addition to humans, of course, if those pets and livestock are not cared for properly. Staples has contacted Chapel Hill shoppers to let them know their credit card information may have been compromised in a December data hack. All of these stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. We'll continue to take a look at the year in review. The year that was, 2014, that's coming up. And in WCHL Championship Sports, junior point guard Marcus Page isn't having the kind of season, at least statistically, many pundits were expecting from this preseason All-America candidate. And
is Gene Chizik Carolina's man, or isn't he?
That's this morning in Archansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 28 degrees in Chapel Hill. It is cold this morning, but actually not a lot different from yesterday morning. However, it is different in that we have clouds, a slight chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. Breezy, much cooler today. High today in the middle 30s, and then temperatures will stop to drop during the afternoon, falling down to about 30 by the end of the day. Wind gust up to 30 miles per hour today, and those strong winds will continue tonight. We'll have clear skies tonight, but low temperatures around 10. Wind chill factors as low as 2 below. So really cold weather on the way. Temperatures have transitioned from rather mild to well below normal. National Weather Service meteorologist Shauna Coakley says these cold temps are here to stay at least for a few days.
We're going to have temperatures quite a bit below normal through pretty much into the weekend. Looks like we're only going to reach into the upper 30s, and then Thursday we're expecting the coldest day so far. That's probably going to struggle to get out of the upper 20s or so.
Coakley says there are dangerous situations that can develop with these frigid temperatures.
We're not expecting precipitation over that time period, but there is the possibility we could see some wind chill issues. Lows Wednesday night will be into the teens, possibly nearing single digits.
Last year, polar vortex seemed to be everyone's catchphrase. Coakley says that while it's fun to say, the polar vortex is not an anomaly, and we see portions of it nearly every year.
Polar vortex is always there, and we frequently get pieces of that that break off and can influence our weather. So it's not a new thing by any stretch, but I guess it has a catchy name.
And even though we may not see any snow or ice associated with the system, Coakley tells WCHL it's still important to take precautions if you have to go out into the cold weather.
The best thing to do would be stay indoors as much as possible, but make sure you cover any exposed skin. Try to stay out of the wind because that's going to really lead to maybe some problems with frostbite or hypothermia if you're exposed too long. So if you do have to go out, you know, gloves, scarves, anything you can do to lessen the exposure to the skin.
If you or someone you know is experiencing signs of hypothermia during the coming days, shivering, dizziness, fatigue, and shallow breathing, call 911 right away. Chapel Hill town officials are taking this opportunity to remind everyone to have your heating systems checked. While we still have more winter ahead of us, this time of year, residents are also reminded to not bring any outdoor heating devices, including grills or outdoor propane heaters, inside because there's an increased risk of setting fire to your home.
leaders are also reminding residents to leave your water on a slow drip to reduce chances of a burst pipe in cases where pipes are affixed to an outdoor wall and you don't have any alternate ways to insulate those pipes. Also a good idea to take along a blanket and make sure you have some cold weather provisions inside your vehicle if you're going to be out driving during this cold. Record low temperatures over the next several days could have dire consequences for pets and livestock in North Carolina as well if they're not cared for properly. That's why Orange County Animal Services urges owners to bring their outdoor pets inside whenever possible, especially overnight as temperatures drop down so low. If you can't do that, make sure to provide adequate shelter from wind and rain. The shelter should be closed on three sides. Blankets and straw should be placed inside for more warmth. Remember that fur alone is not enough protection when it's as cold as it's going to be. Exposure to such low temperatures could be fatal. If you'd like more information or to report any animals you know that are at risk, you can call Orange County Animal Services at 919-942-7387. We have that contact information in the story on our website at chapelboro.com. In other news this morning, Staples has contacted Chapel Hill shoppers to let them know their credit card information may have been compromised in a December data hack. 115 stores were targeted across the country, including the location here in Chapel Hill on East Franklin Street. Officials say shoppers who visited that store between August 10th and September 16th of last year may be at risk. In a letter to customers, the office supply chain said it's offering a variety of services, including identity theft protection, credit monitoring, and free credit reports to anyone who may have used a credit card at that store during that time span. Staples estimates as many as 1.6 million credit cards may have been compromised as a result of the breach. For information on how to sign up for free credit monitoring, go to the story on our website, and we have a link there. Flipping the calendar to a new year can cause reflection over what happened over the previous 12 months. It can provide a clean slate for starting anew, and it can present some new challenges. WCHL's Blake Hodge has some of the top priorities in our area for 2015.
Managing growth and fighting poverty. Now, these are two ideas that would seem to counter each other, but throughout our community, this theme of juxtaposition continues to emerge. The message from many community leaders is that we must continue to strive for growth while lending a helping hand to those in need. In that vein, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt said that he is excited about the two zones in Orange County that were chosen by the Family Success Alliance aimed at helping children from low-income families continue on to higher levels of education. Kleinschmidt adds that Chapel Hill specifically has to focus on the Design 2020 development project while also working toward a public transit solution.
Dealing with the financial sustainability issues surrounding our transit system, we're going to be exploring some new ways of financing bus purchases. You know, the earmarks that David Price, our congressman, used to bring to us to buy new buses, those are gone, and we have to find new ways to do that.
Meanwhile, in neighboring Carrboro, Mayor Lydia Lavelle says that they will be focusing on bringing more projects to the town.
As the economy continues to do a little better, we're hoping to see some more projects either come forward or be before us over the next year, including projects like the library.
Kristen Smith with the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce says that she believes there will be a re-energized spirit to help those in need.
I think some people are renewing their focus on poverty and how we can come together and collaborate around that.
Smith cites that the UNC Global Research Institute focus will be on feeding a hungry world for the 2015-2016 and the 2016-2017 academic years. Mayor Tom Stevens says the town of Hillsboro will be focusing on ways to systematically build citizen engagement and leadership throughout the community. He adds that promoting tourism will be a key along with managing growth.
We need to welcome newcomers. We're going to have two new neighborhoods that are going to get their beginnings with people moving in the coming year at Waterstone and at Forest Ridge, and we have other places and homes being built. So we're going to have a lot of new folks in town, and I think the best way that we keep our small town character is bring people in, welcome them in, make them part of the neighborhoods as part of Hillsboro.
Riding that tourism wave, Lori Policelli with the Orange County Visitors Bureau says that they are working to continue bringing in higher numbers of visitors to the area.
We're trying to work with our partners to figure out, do we stay open a little later? Do we offer night lighting, more wayfinding, more marketing of the area? So we have our work cut out for us. We have a lot of opportunity, a lot of smart leaders here.
And Policelli adds that it will be important to bring in those visitors to fill the hotels that are targeting our community. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM WCHL.
Officials at the state's flagship university here in Chapel Hill may fire fewer staffers for their role in an academic fraud scandal than UNC Chancellor Carol Folt previously described. University officials just last week named three UNC professors or academic counselors who were dismissed in line for firing or resigning since October 22nd, the day that a scathing report into the long-running cheating scandal was released. Folt said hours after the report was released that four were slated for termination. School officials have refused to clarify the discrepancy. School spokesman Rich White says someone may have misspoken at some point. The campus last week promised to quickly disclose decisions whether to impose penalties on six other unnamed employees as those decisions are made. Still a lot of mystery surrounding all of that. 7:16 WCHL. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at our year in review. Not only the top news, some of the top news stories of the year, but also top news makers of the year. We continue today and all this week here on WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic this morning with the inimitable Nikki Morse is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. What you got?
Thanks, Ron. Not a lot. As a matter of fact, traffic volume just starting to pick up with no accidents to report in the area. 15501 problem-free, but busy in spots both directions between Garrett Road and Franklin Street. 40 eastbound still looking pretty good, though, from 54 through Davis Drive. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, it sounds like things have gotten off to a fairly good start, but this is a good opportunity to remind people, might be always in the wintertime, a good idea to keep a blanket in your car and maybe some extra provisions in case you get caught out with car trouble or something.
Oh, sure.
On the road during these really cold temperatures.
Great idea.
Yeah. It's not like I just came up with it, but, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's always bears repeating. Sort of like, you know, taking care of your pipes, making sure they don't freeze.
Does it count if you just threw a bunch of coats in your car? Because that's what I've got.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, it helps a lot when your coats are in the car when you're trying to get ready in the morning. Yeah, yeah. It's great.
Well, I do stuff like that, too. I mean, stuff just gets left in there, but that's the one case where it's actually a good thing.
Hey, yeah. At least I'm right there. I'm right there. And I'll be okay.
Always prepared.
Thank you.
A Boy Scout.
At heart.
Thanks so much. Uh-huh. And Crown Honda of South Point is the place to go for Dream Service. You know what Dream Service is all about? Well, it is where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40. And they're right there, easy to get to, at the 751 exit. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, it is really cold. It's going to remain that way. The weather forecast brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 28 degrees right now, mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. Breezy, much cooler. High today in the middle 30s, about 35 or 36. And then the temperatures are going to start to fall gradually throughout the afternoon hours. In fact, we'll get all the way down to about 30 by the end of the day. Wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. That's what's really going to make a difference. Those winds kick in. It's going to make it seem a lot colder than it really is. Tonight, clear and brisk, and our temperatures down to about 10. Now, that's cold enough, but because of those strong winds, it's going to seem like it's down around zero, or maybe even two below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, colder, with a high only in the middle 20s. We're talking about really cold weather here. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
7:19 at WCHL. Two House Republicans from North Carolina declined to support John Boehner for a third term, as Speaker. Tuesday's televised roll call for the Speaker's election had Representatives Walter Jones from the 3rd District and Mark Meadows of the 11th District, each voting for Representative Daniel Webster of Florida. Webster received the most votes from about 25 GOP defections to someone other than Boehner, who still won the Speaker's job Jones is a veteran congressman from Greenville who has bucked party leaders in the past, voting against GOP budgets or opposing the Iraq War. Meadows is in his second term. The Jackson County resident is considered a Tea Party favorite who helped pressure Boehner in 2013 to link the extension of government operations to defunding President Barack Obama's health care law. And in news around town this morning, head to Hillsborough, join the 20th year of activities recognizing Martin Luther King Jr. Day. On Saturday, January 17th, that is a week from Sunday, Saturday, at 4 p.m., a banquet at Lee's Chapel Baptist Church in Cedar Grove. On Monday, the 19th, at 9 in the morning, a march begins at the old courthouse downtown. After the march, there will be a commemorative program at Mount Bright Baptist Church, 211 West Union Street. All is happening in Hillsborough and surrounding areas. For tickets to the banquet and general information, please email mlk.no.orange.nc@gmail.com. Don't worry, we have that contact information in this story on our website at chapelborough.com. And Preservation Chapel Hill is upgrading the Horace Williams House downtown by adding four mahogany chairs that used to belong to Horace Williams himself. First built in the 1920s, the chairs have been in the UMC Chancellor's office since the early 1980s. They're heading back to the house on loan from the UMC Historic Collection. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, and let's talk a little Carolina basketball. Junior point guard Marcus Page isn't having the kind of season, at least according to the numbers, that many expected from the preseason All-America candidate. But the humble Marcus Page, although not very vocal, remains the unquestioned leader of this 11-3 Tar Heel basketball team. He recently weighed in on the state of the team. WCHL's Matt Oakes has this report.
Page isn't the most outspoken Carolina player on the floor, but he's never been bashful when it comes to telling it like it is. He says the Tar Heels have been missing far too many easy shots around the basket and points the finger at a toughness issue.
If you can get the ball 2 or 3 feet away from the basket, you know, at that point it comes up to being tough enough to finish the play, so I don't know if there's a whole lot you can say to change that.
The 71-70 home loss to number 13 Notre Dame hit the entire team hard, but Page says it's not for the lack of opportunities that Carolina came out on the wrong end of the scoreboard.
The hoop had a lid on it at the end. I missed a right-handed layup, two left-handed layups. Kennedy missed one under the basket. One of the shots we took rimmed in and out. JP got a great look. You know, you have to make some of those, and those didn't go in.
It's true the Tar Heels rallied admirably back from a double-digit deficit in the second half. The main spark plug for the comeback? Freshman Theo Pinson. Pinson's play on both ends of the floor rallied the team and fired up the crowd at a time when the energy was waning in the sleepy Smith Center. Page, though, says he's not surprised by the freshman's level of impact. He says Page needs to believe in his immense talent and let himself go on the basketball court.
And he was that guy. He responded with his energy. I told him at halftime, you know, we need him to make those type of plays more often. You know, recognize your talents and abilities and try to use those. Don't just try to fit in. You know, be aggressive, make plays, and he did that. He did a great job giving us a boost in the second half.
What's more, Page likes the fact that Pinson is what he's not, a vocal and emotional force.
Yeah, he just has a lot of energy, and he, you know, he's one of the most talkative guys on the team, so that kind of plays well for him to try to lead and be that type of guy. And then when he makes plays, obviously that's backing it up, so I was proud of the way he played.
Clearly, Pinson and the Tar Heels have plenty of room to grow this season, and there's time to do just that. It's still January. Page recognizes this and says he's not discouraged by the start to the ACC campaign. He's putting things in perspective and says he still believes the Tar Heels are improving with each game that passes.
I still think we have a ways to go. It was only our second league game. We got another big game coming up. But, you know, we didn't make the plays tonight. That doesn't change the fact that we've progressed over the past 5 or 6 games. Obviously, we don't want to lose any games at home or lose any games that we feel we should have won. We didn't play great in the first half. I still feel we should have won this game. But at the same time, you know, we're getting there. You know, a couple of possessions change here and there, and we have a win. And the vibe and is completely different.
There's a fine line between winning and losing in major college basketball, especially at the ACC level, where there is no rest for the weary. Next up for Page and the growing Tar Heels is a Saturday showdown with Rick Pitino and his number 5 Louisville Cardinals in the Smith Center. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Mark Spage, obviously a little uncharacteristically down, very disappointed after that loss to Notre Dame over the weekend. Let's hope for better things this coming weekend, but certainly it does not get any easier taking on a team like Louisville. 724 at WCHL. Now let's focus on football at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Is Gene Chizik Carolina's man, or isn't he? This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Since Inside Carolina broke the story last week, we've been waiting for the official word that former Auburn head coach Gene Chizik will be the new defensive coordinator for Larry Fedora's program. The announcement could come any day or any minute, but so far South Building and the Keenan Football Center have been silent. What does that mean? Well, some people are saying that to get hired by Carolina, there's a lot of red tape to clear. Roy Williams didn't sign his contract until after his first season back at UNC. So if the deal is done, as the blogosphere insists, then the official release doesn't have to wait for every T to be crossed and every I to be dotted. There is speculation that the vetting of the 53-year-old Chizik is still going on, and Fedora continues to contact other candidates for the job. It's a new day for all athletic hires at UNC, and Chizik may be under heavy scrutiny for a checkered 4 years at Auburn that included a 14-0 season and a national championship in 2010. But less than 2 years later, after the Tigers went 3-9 in 2012, Chizik reached a settlement on the buyout of his contract. The divorce did not end happily, including the arrest and conviction of four former Chizik players, academic abnormalities sort of similar to what went on here, and discipline problems that caused Chizik to hire a private security agency to make sure the players were in by curfew and other places where they were supposed to be. Not a pretty picture, as stories covering the buyout call the program in disarray and coming apart at the seams. It is an important hire for UNC, which unfortunately is now in the perception game as much as any contest played on the fields and courts. No coach is worth further soiling the university's reputation, and that may be why Chancellor Carol Folt and AD Bubba Cunningham are taking their time vetting Chizik. He also reportedly was negotiating a contract worth $750,000 a year. Unless UNC is pouring millions more into its football staff salaries, paying Chizik that kind of tender would be more than one-third of the annual $2 million UNC pays its football coaching staff, according to USA Today. That would leave the average salary of the other nine full-time coaches at about $140,000. So that sounds like another problem about hiring Gene Chizik. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by GEICO.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What do you do with a bag of jewelry that you've inherited and you have no idea what's real, what's not, what's valuable, what's not valuable? This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and at least once a week we help someone with just this problem. So we have started a service we're calling Heirloom Solutions. At no charge, we will help you go through your old or inherited jewelry and determine what is valuable and advise you as to the best way to maximize the return if you choose to sell it. If you choose to redesign any gems into a piece more suitable to your taste, our master goldsmiths and designers can help you turn the old and boring into the new and exciting. And our graduate gemologists can do appraisals on pieces you want to keep. So if you have a bag or a safety deposit box full of jewelry, bring it in. You never know what you might have. It will cost you nothing and could benefit you greatly. One client thought his mom's jewelry was all costume and ended up with $150,000 because it was all, in fact, real. That's Heirloom Solutions offered by Grimble Jewelers.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadmans Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
It's 7:30. Do you know where your pets are? I say that seriously because we need to make sure that our pets remain safe in this really cold weather, and it's going to get worse. The weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. 28 degrees right now, not all that unusual, but mostly cloudy today. There's a slight chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. Breezy, much cooler. Our high today will reach some middle 30s, and then temperatures will stop to drop to about 30 by the end of the afternoon. Some strong winds gust up to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill factors tonight as low as 2 below. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Condemned by French Muslims, was the target for a deadly terrorist attack in Paris a short time ago. Masked gunmen stormed the newspaper's offices, killed 12 people. French President François Hollande.
The security level in Paris has been raised. They are looking for the perpetrators of this crime.
British newspaper man Henry Samuel describes the attack.
Two masked gunmen burst into the offices, very heavily armed, Kalashnikovs, apparently even with a rocket-propelled grenade, and opened fire.
CBS's Elaine Cobb tells us the assault seemed to be well planned. The attackers asked for the victims by name. CBS's Clarissa Ward tells us why that paper may have been a target.
It is full of caricatures, many of them provocative, and they have received threats in the past.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Frank Setapani.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It's 7:32 at WCHL, 28 degrees in Chapel Hill, 27 this morning in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. Temperatures have transitioned from rather mild earlier in the week to well below normal, and it's going to get a lot colder. National Weather Service meteorologist Shauna Coakley says these cold temps are here to stay, at least for a few days.
We're going to have temperatures quite a bit below normal through pretty much into the weekend. Looks like we're only going to reach into the upper 30s, and then Thursday we're expecting the coldest day so far. That's probably going to struggle to get out of the upper 20s or so.
Coakley tells WCHL there are dangerous situations that can develop with these frigid temperatures.
We're not expecting precipitation over that time period, but there is the possibility we could see some wind chill issues. Lows Wednesday night will be into the teens, possibly nearing single digits.
Now, we do have a slight chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning, but it's possible we may not see any snow or ice associated with this system. Coakley says that it's still important to take precautions if you have to go out into the cold weather, especially if you have to be out there for a while.
The best thing to do would be stay indoors as much as possible, but make sure you cover any exposed skin. Try to stay out of the wind because that's going to really lead to maybe some problems with frostbite or hypothermia if you're exposed too long. So if you do have to go out, you know, gloves, scarves, anything you can do to lessen the exposure to the skin.
Chapel Hill Town officials are taking the opportunity to remind everyone to have your heating system checked out. While we still have more winter ahead of us this time of the year, residents are also reminded to not bring any outdoor heating devices, including grills or outdoor propane heaters, inside because there is an increased risk of setting fire to your home. Leaders are also reminding residents to leave your water on a slow drip to reduce chances of a burst pipe. And also, please make sure your pets are taken care of out there. In other news this morning, Staples has contacted Chapel Hill shoppers to let them know their credit card information may have been compromised in a December data hack. 115 stores were targeted across the country, including the location on East Franklin Street here in Chapel Hill. Officials say shoppers who visited that store between August 10th and September 16th of last year may be at risk. Staples estimates as many as 1.6 million credit cards may have been compromised as a result of the breach. For more details, go to the story on our website at chapelboro.com. We've reached the end of 2014, of course, and as this new year really gets underway, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. This week, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, we're continuing our countdown of the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 in our local community. And today, we're up to number three. In our number three story of 2014, the UNC community and the community at large was shocked and saddened by the senseless beating death of 59-year-old School of Pharmacy professor Fang Lu as he took his normal afternoon stroll one July afternoon just a few blocks from work. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Hey, my name is Dan. There's an individual laying on the street at Ransom and West University.
And he's laying in the street.
He's kind of laying to the side, breathing hard.
Lou was still breathing when help arrived on July 23rd, but he had blood coming from his nose and ears, and he was unresponsive. He was transported to UNC Hospital, where he died the next day from his injuries. He'd been hit on the head with a rock. Derek Davis II, 23, of Durham, and Troy Arrington, Jr., 27, of Chapel Hill, were quickly arrested and charged with first-degree murder, felony robbery, and assault. Lou was allegedly killed for his wallet. Davis has a long history of breaking and entering and larceny charges and was released from probation in Durham County on June 30th. Arrington was reportedly on supervised release with an ankle monitor. He was awaiting a hearing on charges related to breaking and entering in Durham. The circumstances prompted Orange and Chatham District Attorney Jim Woodall to come to the defense of the Durham County Supervised Release Program.
Over the years here, we've had situations where people under our supervision have gone out and committed very serious crimes. That happens in every jurisdiction, and so that's why I'm not pointing the finger, because the finger can be pointed right back at us at any time.
Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and UNC Police Chief Jeff McCracken issued a joint statement reaffirming their commitment to public safety. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt met with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt to discuss improving safety near the university. A week after Lou's death, hundreds gathered just a few blocks from the murder scene for an emotional vigil. Lou was remembered as a devoted husband, father, soon-to-be grandfather, brilliant scientist, and loyal friend to many. Here's Tony Yao, president of the Chinese American Friendship Association of North Carolina and a friend of Lou's.
We should not be here today. Something is wrong with our community. Something that has prevented Professor Feng Liu from enjoying another beautiful day of the life, family, and a work.
Woodall recently announced that he will not seek the death penalty for Arrington and Davis, citing what he called a flawed capital punishment system in North Carolina. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That's our number three news story of the year, 2014, and now on to the number three newsmakers of 2014 in our local community. 2014 was a low-key year when it came to local elections, but it was a very different story on the state level, where two prominent politicians waged a $100 million battle for a seat in the U.S. Senate. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack looks back on our number three newsmakers of the year, Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis.
We need to free the American people up to make it an economic superpower, a military superpower, and an energy superpower. These are the things that we're going to go to Washington and do.
That's Republican Tom Tillis in Charlotte on Election Day after he won the 2014 U.S. Senate race. He defeated Democrat Kay Hagan.
You weren't just standing with me, though. You were standing with working families all across North Carolina.
She was the incumbent senator. Hagan, Tillis, and outside groups spent more than $100 million, making this the most expensive Senate race in the country. Here's a taste of how that money was spent.
If Tom Tillis understood where I'm coming from, he wouldn't make it harder for me to go to college.
Senator Hagan is a rubber stamp for President Obama.
He claimed he was surprised by his roommate's affair, but then rewarded both aides with taxpayer-paid bonuses.
While ISIS grew, Obama kept waiting, and Kay Hagan kept quiet.
Instead of listening to North Carolina, Hagan continues to push for Obamacare.
The price for their failure is danger.
I'm Tom Tillis.
I'm Kay Hagan, and I approve this message.
Hagan did well in Orange County. She had 73% of the vote to Tillis's 24%. Tillis won the election with 49% of the state vote. Hagan had 47%, and Libertarian candidate Sean Haugh had 4% of the vote. Republicans took control of the Senate, holding all their seats and gaining 9 Democratic-held seats. Hagan served as U.S. Senator from 2008 to 2014. Tillis joined the North Carolina legislature in 2006 and served as Speaker of the House from 2010 until his election in November. Jagmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Stay tuned to WCHL throughout this week as we continue counting down our top news stories and top newsmakers of 2014. For the complete list, you can go to our website at chapelboro.com. And that's not the only thing that is on our website. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 7:40 and 28 degrees at WCHL, and roosters crowing outside.
I love it. I love those
roosters. I do,
too,
man. I love those roosters.
They're awesome.
We have some roosters outside our building, which is really cool.
They're like two roosters. One's a little baby rooster, uh-huh. And the other one's like this ginormous rooster that he looks a little scary, but he's really funny. And yeah. Then the other two chickens that come over to eat the cat food that's set out.
Well, you know, it's really, some people may consider it a nuisance, but I love it. When I get out of the, I open the car door and get out into the parking lot, and oftentimes the first sound I hear is,
oh, yeah, they greet us every morning. It's so funny.
It makes me feel like I'm on the farm. I'm waking up to a brand new day.
It does. It really does. They are such a hoot.
Where are you going to get that right here in the middle of town?
It's cool. The other day I was looking out the window, and I'm like, what in the world is all this ruckus I hear? And I turn around, and there's this ginormous rooster, and he's like kicking the cat food bowls because there's nothing in them. Like, hello, you forgot us.
I love it, man. I'll tell you what. It's I don't know. First of all, it's just really cool having roosters.
It is. So, it really is. I hope they never would have thought that, but it is.
I know. I never thought of it either. But at any rate, I didn't even know who they belonged to, but they spend a lot of time over here.
They come and visit us every day.
That's right. I love it. Oh, well. We engage in a lot of foul humor around here, but that has nothing to do with the roosters.
Bad one.
Birds of a feather stick together. You
know. They do, yeah.
What's happening at chapelbro.com? Please rescue me. Get me out of this.
All right. Well, Chiswick hiring is slowed by background investigation. That's according to Art Chansky, sparking some pretty interesting discussion amongst the readers. So if you like to look at people that, you know, make statements on different stories, you get some really good, interesting statements there.
Well, I'm telling you. I mean, you know, from all the stuff I'm hearing, mm-hmm. I mean, that's not what we need.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, well, so, you know.
I mean.
It is what it is.
You know, it's not jump from the frying pan into the fire. Let's not go, you know, continue that kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
Well,
that's
all that.
Some of the readers are right there with you. We've got a couple of great articles from D.G. Martin that were posted a couple of days ago. And from The Commentators, an article from Walt Meck. And in our photo gallery, Johnny Moore and Art Chansky, our very own Art Chansky, met at Flyleaf Books to discuss their new books, The Blue Divide, and signed a few autographs as well.
Johnny Moore's a good guy, kind of an expert on what happens at Duke, mm-hmm. and been very involved with Duke University for a long time. And, of course, we all know Art's credentials. I mean, he's been covering Carolina and ACC basketball in particular and ACC sports for so many years. I can guarantee you, I haven't read it, but I can guarantee you that book is really good because both really good writers.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to getting my copy.
Especially Art.
I wonder if he'll sign it for me.
If I ever write a book, I'm going to get Art to help me.
You should.
Yeah.
Well, he's got some experience. How many has he written so far? Several.
A whole bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I'm contemplating writing a book about roosters.
Take a picture of the ones that come visit us every day.
Yeah, that's a cover.
Yes.
You know, I've already got that taken care of.
All right.
The big ones on the cover.
Yeah. You should have the big one on the cover.
Man. Well, hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you again in just a few minutes here. Don't forget, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and WCHL, now with instantly live streaming via chapelboro.com. And there's an app for that. Coming up next, we'll take a look at today's commentary on the way from Fred Black.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. A lot of very nice things have happened in our lives lately, but one that ranks right up there occurred on Thursday night, the 18th of December. I would like to thank our school board, Superintendent Forsella, Assistant Superintendent LaFreeze, all the other staff members, school improvement team members, parents, teachers, and all others who contacted our school board to express an opinion that led to the board voting unanimously to remove Memorial Day from the list identified inclement weather makeup days. I could not be more thrilled. I would now encourage our board to ensure that we teach our students about Memorial Day and Veterans Day so that they all know why they're not in school on those days. Let's help them to know that Memorial Day is a day for remembering and honoring military personnel who died in the service of our country, particularly those who died in battle or as a result of wounds sustained in battle. They should also learn that those who died are also remembered on Veterans Day, the day we set aside to thank and honor all who served honorably in war or peace. In fact, Veterans Day is largely intended to thank the living veterans for their service and to underscore the fact that all who served, not only those who died, have sacrificed and done their duty. There are many in our community who would willingly volunteer to be resources for the schools as you teach our students this important lesson. So let's do it. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Interrupted myself. 746 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this look at traffic is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. 54 East starting to get a little crowded in spots from Fordham Boulevard to 40. Both directions of the Durham Freeway also starting to see heavier traffic volume between downtown and RTP. And 40 Eastbound expects some full lanes and segments between 15501 and the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thanks so much. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great. We're talking about Cruisers. Good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carboro weather forecast, it is brought to you by the Carolina Inn on the beautiful UNC campus. It is 28 degrees, mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of sprinkles or flurries in the morning. In fact, that's about the only difference between today and yesterday. Yesterday, it was about as cool, but there were no clouds. But today, slight chance of a little bit of precipitation. But the main thing is breezy today. It's going to get up to about 35 or 36 and by probably lunchtime, and then temperatures will fall gradually throughout the afternoon down to about 30 by the end of the day. Wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and brisk. Our temperatures about 10 degrees tonight. Ooh. Wind chill factor minus 2. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and colder with a high only in the middle 20s. Wind chill values as low as 3 below. The following morning.
I don't like that forecast.
A couple of days here where it's going to be rather frigid, if you will. And Dr. Wayne Pond joins us now. First of all, a word about Carolina Inn. Almost forgot that. One of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a great place for gourmet cuisine. It's absolutely fantastic. Dr. Pond, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm just peachy keen. I enjoyed your little moment there when you interrupted yourself. It reminded me of, what was it, a Seinfeld episode where, I don't know who's speaking, one of the characters said, "Hey, don't talk when I'm interrupting."
Good one.
Oh, man, yeah.
Ron Boy, hey, that is one heck of a forecast. So,
well, it's just for you.
Let's bundle up. Okay, here we go. Here's a Here's a sort of abrupt little word.
No.
I thought I'd toss at you for the word of the day.
You've never been abrupt about anything, so
oh,
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
What, half a dozen times every half hour around here? Let's see. We're back to business here. Get my eyes focused here. The word of the day is lout. L-O-U-T. Lout.
Lout.
For us, it's a noun. According to the wordsmith, this word has been around since the 16th century in English usage, at any rate. And at one point, it was a verb. It meant to bow obsequiously in front of somebody. But now, lout is, you know, when you're in traffic and that blankety blank 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 cuts you off and doesn't use a turn signal to, you know, call on one of Fred Black's favorite pet peeves. Those people are louts, aren't they?
Yeah,
very much so.
I can understand all the words you just said, too, by the way. My
yeah,
inner
hey,
translator.
Mickey, is he asleep yet?
Well,
he has that tendency. He can be, what, you might say a little loutish from time to time.
So. Oh.
All right, there's your word of the day, lout, L-O-U-T. It is an awkward, brutish person. Oh, a little harsh here for Wednesday morning. Tuesday
You're calling
morning,
me awkward
Wednesday.
And brutish?
Yeah, brutish. That's part of the definition, an awkward, brutish person. So
okay.
Think of the sales department, and you've got the word all
Oh, okay. Don't say that. They're nice people.
That's what they like to say, so.
awkward
you
and
all
brutish.
Up? I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to you in the morning. Be good. Bye-bye.
Okay, big guy. We'll talk to you soon. Wayne Pond's word of the day. Boy, I hope the pond doesn't freeze over in the coming days.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, man. The word of the day is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. What would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, then we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And you just remember what our four-letter word is. Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. So Grandpa asked Dave at his engagement party, your marriage to Grandma is a legendary. I mean, everyone talks about how you two got along so well and never fight. What's the secret to your marital success? Well, said Grandpa Joe after taking a deep puff on a cigar, it all started on the way home from our wedding. We hadn't gone but a mile when the horse started giving us trouble. And I gave the horse a little whip, and that's when I heard your grandma say in a low voice, that's strike one. A bit later, the horse stopped again. That's strike two, she said. The third time it stopped, she grabbed my shotgun out of the holster and shot it in the head. I was in shock. What in the world is that all about? I protested at the time.
Gosh.
That's strike one, she said back to me, and that's what I owe our marital success to.
I take it he's the strong, silent type.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I would say anything either.
Oh, yeah.
752 at WCHL. Good morning.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
We spotlight a couple of hometown heroes today, Pat Garavaglia and Sharon Collins, co-owners of Balloons and Tunes in Carrboro.
Pat and I wanted to do something fun and exciting and new and creative, and Balloons was right up our alley and started a business with $50. If you can believe it.
Most of our business came from doing a birthday delivery to an office, school, or whatever. We still do that and hoping to do a lot of that for Valentine's Day. Most of our business is decorating for big events.
Balloons and Tunes has a store that you can visit. Once again, here's Pat.
We have our store in Carrboro, cards and stuffed animals and little 10-cent toys. But, you know, most of the money that we make comes from doing big events.
The Balloons and Tunes women get involved in a lot of local charities.
The thing that is dearest to our heart is the annual Gifts for Foster Kids for Christmas program that we've been involved in. It have tremendous support from the community, and we manage this past Christmas to provide Christmas for 160 some children in foster care and some other kids that just need a little help. With extra funds that we collected, we were able to support the Orange County Toy Chest.
Sharon Collins says over the years, balloons and tunes needed to change.
The number of requests really dropped off. The number of places we were allowed to deliver and sing, more and more limited. Public schools, limited access. Research facilities and hospitals, places in RTP, you could no longer go in and make a big production in front of coworkers.
There is a little downtime once in a while. Pat says she's a big Tar Heel fan.
Carolina basketball at every opportunity. Photography and gardening and things like that. Also work with friends of the Orange County Department of Social Services, and I'm also on the Department of Social Services Board of Directors. Extremely fulfilling.
That's pretty cool. You've been in business for 3 decades.
Absolutely. It makes me feel really proud, actually, to keep a small business going for this long, to provide a quality of service that people have been willing to support, to provide employment for people for this long. You know, I mean, I feel really proud of what we've done. We took a business that no one had ever heard of having balloons delivered to now. It's important. Everybody needs balloons now, and we feel really proud.
We appreciate our involvement in the community. It has really been a life well lived because of this small business and being introduced to so many cool people.
Sharon Collins and Pat Viragalia at Balloons and Tunes, today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, if you're just waking up and getting going this morning, remember, it is it's not really all that extremely cold this morning, but it's going to be. Like, by this time tomorrow morning, it really is going to be cold. We'll have your full forecast coming up just a couple of minutes here on WCHL. Please do a little thinking about your outdoor pets. You have dogs and cats that are outside. Try and get them inside before tonight, because it is really going to get down there. And when we get down to that level, it is also time to start worrying about your pipes freezing and making sure your heater's working and all that sort of thing. And you know, always when we advise folks, because of ice and snow and cold weather, you know, keep a blanket in the car, that kind of thing, if you get stranded. It's just really a lot to think about this time of the year. In other parts of the country, they have to deal with this kind of stuff all the time, but this extreme cold weather is on the way here over the next couple of days, so we all need to be ready for that. Of course, it's so much worse in some places, and a lot of people here from the frozen north or from other places where it gets a lot colder are probably laughing at us Southerners here in North Carolina and all the talk about the cold, but it really is going to be cold for anybody, I think. Even polar bears probably don't appreciate it when it's that cold. But your forecast coming up just a moment here on WCHL.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitchlumber.com. Go Heels!
Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate is a comprehensive support program for students in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. If you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with a child, then Blue Ribbon is the perfect opportunity for you. We're looking for volunteers to serve 2 hours a week for a minimum of 2 years. Contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170, extension 5. Blue Ribbon thanks WCHL for supporting our program.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977.
Hear, hear.
That's a long time behind the mic.
Yes,
Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. and
And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Now your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. 28 degrees, been there all morning, mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. Breezy, much cooler. High today about 35, then the temperatures will start to drop in the afternoon. Wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. Winds will continue tonight. We'll have clear skies tonight, but cold temperatures down to about 10 degrees, and because of those strong winds, it's going to feel like it's a lot colder. Wind chill value is as low as 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, cold, with the highs staying in the middle 20s. Wind chill values the following morning as low as 3 below. We're talking about really, really cold weather for the next 48 hours or so, maybe even longer than that. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Coming up, more CBS News and more local news. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.